Thursday, January 11th. The president got into the Frank Stanton appointment problem this morning in that we're in a bind on the American Red Cross pushing us as chairman there, plus old Lewis pushing to keep him on the USIA board. He thinks that our original plan to keep him off of both things is probably wrong, that we're taking him on too frontally. We ought to let him do something so we don't appear too vindictive and on a vendetta. So we should let him have the Red Cross, which is a non-governmental thing, and dump him off of the USIA, which clearly is our appointment. He thinks Colson ought to call Stanton and clear that up and let him have the Red Cross thing. Also get into the Klein question. Said we ought to tell him to go ahead and go as we had originally planned, but that he has the president's total support. The president's concerned about the California operation unless it's really nailed down. He thinks Copley sounds like the best thing. The president will do anything to help him, but doesn't want to hurt anything, so maybe he should stay out of it. In the meantime, Herb should go on doing all the public appearances and so on, but not get bogged down in details here. On the Watergate question, he wanted me to talk to Mitchell and have him find out from Deloach if the guy who did the bugging on us in 68 is still at the FBI, then Gray should nail him with a lie detector and get it settled, which would give us the evidence we need. He also thinks I ought to move with George Christian, get LBJ to use his influence to turn off the Hill investigation with Califano, Hubert, and so on. Later in the day, he decided that wasn't such a good idea and told me not to do it, which I fortunately hadn't done. Henry phoned this morning from Paris, said there'd be a cable coming in a couple of hours, that he got 80% of what the president asked for in his cable, or at least it would be doable and would be consistent with what Henry had said along the lines we want, and that we'd gotten 100% on substance. He seemed pretty pleased. They had a six-hour meeting today. When the cable came in later, it turned out he basically had gotten everything we want, and that he'll do the signing in Paris rather than Hanoi, which is the key thing, and set the date for the 23rd with an announcement after Haig gets back from South Vietnam, if we get two to go along, we would say that we have a basic solution that Henry will be going to Paris on the 23rd to finalize the details. The president got into some concern about how we deal with Congress and with Henry during the intervening week next week, and that led into the question of going to Florida, which he wants to do. And we basically decided to go on down to Florida. This went back and forth during the day, but ended up with the decision to go to Florida and have Henry come there, meet with Haig on Sunday, and have Haig leave for Saigon from Florida. Later in the afternoon, with Ziegler in there, the president said he had written out the announcement for Ron to use, the line, and also Kissinger's line to use to the leaders, and the line that Rogers, Laird, and all the rest should use. Ken got back into the problem of keeping the lid on next week, and the question of how we handle the time is in between developments, which will be tough. It's going to be a hard week. He is very anxious, though, to get to Florida, and thinks by getting Henry down there, it may work out pretty well, and I think he's right. Vice President requested a meeting with the president today and came in with an incredible proposal that he thought there's something ought to be done to divert public attention from Vietnam and the attacks we're getting into on it, and suggested that he take a trip to Egypt to visit Sadat and see if he could try and untangle something on the Middle East. The president was obviously so astonished he didn't know quite how to answer the thing at first, but then made the point that the likelihood of anything good coming out of such a trip was almost zero, and that it would be very unwise for the vice president to take the risk of being rebuffed at that high a level, so on, which was a nice way of getting him out of it. It was obvious that the vice president kept pushing it and saying, well, you know, I could do it in spite of, because of Sadat's threats and all that sort of thing. And finally got through to him that the president had no intention of letting him go, so he backed off of that. Said, then admitted really that what he was after was a way to rebuild his own image, and that he's being attacked because the one substantive thing he had, the intergovernmental relations, had been taken away from him, so he had nothing really that of importance to do. He then got into a little general discussion on politics. He's determined to try and have Mathias defeated in the primary in next year. Thinks Raj Morton will go for the seat. Also, he and the president agreed that Saxby should be defeated if possible. The meeting wasn't really very productive because of the total ludicrousness of the Veep's reason for coming in. Later in the day, the president got into the problem of second-term goals, says we don't have goals set on a specific basis, that we really need three, and we need to know what are they. And he had obviously been working on the idea and had a list of things like environment, crime and drugs, health, labor, land use, and so on, and domestic area. And then I said, of course, we also have to have the political goals, like the new majority, the new establishment, candidate development, and then sort of presidential goals like respect for the office, respect for the flag, a return to idealism, and that sort of thing. He thinks everyone now is so bound up in details that they're leaving the substance of the mechanics, and we're not getting this worked out, and that we've got to get to the three or four points that we want to leave, the things we want to bring home to the American people. What are we going to be remembered for? The domestic list that Ehrlichman prepared has to be cut, and we need some form to it and establish priorities rather than trying to do everything. Want me to explain to Ehrlichman, Colson, and so on, that from now through the inauguration, he'll be out of circulation, completely isolated. And agreed that in the meantime, I could get a group doing memos on the goal project. He went back and forth on when and how to go to Florida, and finally ended up that he'll go down tomorrow afternoon. And take Price with him, say he's working on the inaugural State of the Union and other messages, and that he'll be there two or three days, and that if Henry returns before he comes back, he'll come direct to Florida. He originally was going to have Haig go down with him, but dropped that, and we'll have him come later. End of January 11th.